I'm not saying that the government hasn't done things that make one trust them less, or that the CDC hasn't made statements that were incorrect. But, you know, such as the nature of science, I mean, you do learn as you go.
And what we've learned now is that the vaccine does dramatically reduce hospitalization and death. And we'd all be better off if more people took it. That leads some to say, mandate vaccines for all.
I have no problem with mandates. I'm all for them. When 25 to 30% of the population says, no thanks, I'm going to continue to let this virus spread. I'm going to continue to let it do harm. I'm going to continue to let it mutate and create variants that may become more and more resistant to vaccine-induced immunity. What do you do? And I think what you do is you compel people to get vaccinated.
Compel them? That's a big deal. That could mean people with guns come to your home and force you to take a drug. What about personal liberty? There are two ways to look at mandates. You could say, if you want to work here, or you want to go to this school, you have to be vaccinated. Or you could say the government's going to come to your home and force everyone to get the vaccination. Big difference.
You get a vaccine whether you want to get a vaccine or not. That's only happened once. I lived through that, 1991, Philadelphia, over a three-month period. We had 1,400 cases of measles and 9 deaths. That epidemic centered on two fundamentalist churches that were faith healers. They didn't believe in vaccines. And we got to the point of compulsory vaccination, a court order to vaccinate those children against their parents' will. Period.
And how did it play out?
The parents were perfectly compliant. When they saw that this was the law, they complied with the law.
Freedom over fear, no forced injections.
I don't think everyone would be so compliant today. Personally, I consider vaccine refusers selfish and foolish. I got vaccinated, and I'll get the booster. But these people have a point.
My body, my choice!
Except for an extreme case where someone is proven to be a direct threat to others, government should never force people to put things into their own bodies. That's tyranny.